Federal appeals court has paved the way for the Trump administration to replace the slavery exhibit it removed from the President's House site in Philadelphia. WHYY's Aaron Mazzell reports.
The President's House opened in 2010 with a series of illustrated panels about the nine people enslaved at the Executive Mansion while George Washington was president. In January, the National Park Service abruptly took down the exhibit under an executive order aimed at removing content seen as negative or disparaging to the nation's founders. The move resulted in Philadelphia filing a federal lawsuit against the Park Service with the goal of permanently restoring the site. That effort has now hit a major roadblock. In its decision, the judges effectively discarded an injunction that ordered the federal government to restore the site. It also called the administration's replacement panels, quote, full of historical context. Critics have argued they whitewashed the history of the site by softening and significantly reducing references to slavery. Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.
Philly had one of its hottest springs ever this year. The average temperature March through May tied for third warmest on record. Mohammed Azhar Essen is a climate scientist at Columbia University. He says temperatures have been trending upward overall.
We see more heat and, you know, heat extremes due to that background trend or climate change.
Since 1970, the average spring and summer temperature in Philadelphia have each risen around 3 degrees Fahrenheit. Government forecasters say the Philly region is leaning toward a warmer-than-normal summer. And it is warm outside on this Thursday afternoon right now. A light breeze, 90 in Center City, Philadelphia. Also, feels a bit muggy out there with the humidity. We are staying around the neighborhood of 90 for the next several hours overnight. Things do cool off a bit, cooling off down to about 70 or so. And for Friday, we are back down to the low 80s for our highs.